You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? You know, it's a rough week, man, with these buys. They are killing me, man. But I'm going to get through it, and we're going to help y'all get through it.
That's right. That's right. It is buy-a-palooza up in here, man. But we are going to get into some waiver wire ads to help you get through it. Let's do this thing. What's on the wire? Let's get started with some quarterback waiver wire ads for week 7. My first ad is going to be Matt Ryan. Dude, Matt Ryan went off last week. 389 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know, this isn't something that is always obviously going to happen with Matt Ryan, but I think that they are figuring things out over there. 45 pass attempts at least in the last 3 games for Matt Ryan. They're letting him throw the ball, and I'm loving seeing it. They got no JT over there. JT might be back, but people probably gave up on Matt Ryan a few weeks back. So I think Matt Ryan is a good call to pick up on the wire.
Yeah, man, I like Matt Ryan. You know, it is scary to, you know, from seeing what he has done this year, but I think that they're kind of getting things figured out. If he continues to put up the kind of numbers he's putting up in that game, I mean, of course, he's going to be an amazing grab. And you know what? Right now, people are probably struggling, especially with buys, and you might have to go after that and chase that one game wonder, but hopefully it sticks.
I agree.
Moving on to my next waiver wire ad at quarterback, I got Dak Prescott, baby. He's coming back from IR. You know, he's obviously not available in all leagues. For leagues that have an IR or something like that, he might be there. But if you don't have an IR or somebody just ended up dropping him, he actually got dropped in our league, and we got 3 IR spots. I picked him up ready to go. But I think that, you know, this offense has been improving. You know, the Cowboys aren't the worst team. Dak Prescott, even though Cooper Rush has been doing really good, I really think Dak Prescott's fantasy value is a lot higher than Cooper Rush, obviously. And he's going to make this whole team rise. And I think he's going to put up numbers. I know he's had a rough start this year and everything, but, you know, take a shot on him because he's Dak Prescott and he used to be a fantasy wonder. And maybe he's healthy and ready to go and he'll do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody probably dropped Dak because he didn't go on IR, so he just sat there, you know. So he was taking up a roster spot, so there's a good chance he's on your wire. I like it. I love it. Sierra is popping in saying, "Hello, boys." Side note, what software do you edit your intro/outro with? An app or what? Looks great. We're not giving all the secrets away, Sierra. We're not gonna tell all the secrets, but thank you. We appreciate that. Let's go on to my second quarterback waiver wire ad this week. I've got Marcus Mariota. 129 yards, 50 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. He looked good. He looked really good against San Francisco last week. He's looking better than everybody thought he was going to look. I like Mariota here. I mean, if you're struggling at quarterback or yours has gone down with an injury, I think he's a good pickup. And I think he's going to throw the ball a little more next week against the Bengals.
Yeah, man, and Marcus Mariota's QB 11 on the year, you know, and he throws less than any quarterback in the league. I mean, he throws less than Justin Fields at this point. This is what Justin Fields should look like and still produce fantasy value because of his legs, and that's what Marcus Mariota does is he uses his legs to get fantasy value, and that's what you want out of a quarterback, honestly, because the more he's on his legs, the less he's throwing interceptions, and that's what you're worried about with guys like Marcus Mariota. So I think it's a great start.
Absolutely. Stiff fans, Mr. Discount says, would you trade Stafford for Prescott?
I would in a heartbeat. I think the Rams offense is just pitiful. Stafford has looked terrible. His numbers have been terrible for fantasy. I think the high upside for Prescott and with, you know, the guys that he's got, and you know, I know Cooper Kupp and everything, so it's tough, but that offense, man, they've looked pitiful. And I think Prescott's the pick there.
Yeah. I like it. Prescott coming back. Cooper Rush was holding him down. I think Prescott's got something to prove, and I like it. Hey, we got another question. Patriot Sports Radio, my boys over there, need a fill-in for Allen this week in the trenches. Well, look right there, man. We got a couple of good ones there for you. We just talked about Mariota. What do you got for Tua, Trey?
Yeah, so with Tua, you know, he's also coming back off the IR. And the Dolphins offense is a point machine. I mean, you've seen Hill and Waddle do their thing regardless of who's behind center. And I know Waddle's a little banged up again, you know, and that's the thing. But Tua or Hill seems to, you know, still put up any numbers for a quarterback that he wants. I mean, that game that Tua was a QB1, I think Hill got 90% of the work anyway. And the team, you know, they're adding Gesicki into the mix now. They're getting more options open. They're getting more things going. And as long as Tua's, you know, recovered from his concussion, you know, sometimes you got to take a little risk on that. But it sounds like he is, and they've gave him some time. So I think he's a great in a 2 QB league, even in a single league as a streamer. I think he's worth a shot.
That injury possibility scares me a little bit. But when he's on the field, he kills it, man. I'd also like Tua.
Well, and see what when you say that, that's the one thing that makes me think that injury is not going to be an effect is because they would not bring him back. You know what I mean? Like, as much as they've dealt with, I don't think they would put him on the field without a shadow of a doubt that he's ready to go.
Well, that's not my concern. My concern is it seems like every time Tua's feet touch the field, he's getting injured.
Yeah, I get that. Too.
Even that game when he got hurt, I literally told my girl, I said, every time he's on the field, I'm worried he's going to get hurt. And boom, he got really hurt that game. So that's my only problem with Tua. I mean, I would start him up either way, but I think the risk outweighs, you know, it outweighs it. But yeah, also another one, I think just a bonus here. Taylor Heinicke is coming in for Carson Wentz. I mean, he led Washington to the playoffs. You know, he didn't make it too far in there, but he did, and he has his moments where he does great things. So just keep an eye on Taylor Heinicke if you're really, really, really in need of somebody and you're willing to take a shot. Taylor Heinicke is a possibility. Joel says, exceptions for D. Hopkins return week 7, and is Robbie Anderson worth a pick when y'all get to the wide receivers? Thank you. Okay, what do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and talk about it now. You know, D. Hopkins coming back is a big thing for Robbie Anderson. You know, honestly, I'm not taking a shot on Robbie Anderson unless I'm in like a 32-man league, which we are in. So that's the only reason why I say that. But Robbie Anderson, I don't see it being a thing. I mean, and he struggled to be a receiver where he was at. And I don't know. I think it's really just for depth. I think the Cardinals are just getting it for depth and everything because of Brown getting hurt and everything like that. I just don't think I think they get with between Ertz, Rondale, and D-Hop. I think that's going to be their main target share. I mean, he may have one or two spurt games where he goes off, but you try and decide which one that is, I would rather find somebody else.
And you're probably right. But when we get to the wide receivers, we're going to dive into that a little more. But yeah, I agree. So let's move to our running backs. Let's go in first. I've got probably the number one guy on everybody's waiver, Kenyon Drake. 10 carries for 119 yards last week. He hopped in because J.K. Dobbins had some tightness in that knee. He could be useful in the passing game as well. I like Kenyon Drake. Just temper your expectations on him because he always does this. He always makes us feel like, oh, he's going to be good at Kenyon Drake time. And then he lays a goose egg. But if you're in need, I'd be willing to take a chance on Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, man, the running back waiver wire room right now is tough. And, you know, they're talking about Gus Edwards might be back. But, you know, he's had the knee. And then they got Justice Hill with the hamstring that should be back. And it's kind of a deal. But what I will say is that Kenyon Drake looked great out there. And Dobbins, you know, Dobbins is continuously getting hurt. And I think Gus – I think Kenyon Drake is the two. You know what I mean? I think he's really looking – even when Gus Edwards come back, I think Kenyon Drake still takes that two role. And with Dobbins getting hurt all the time, I think he has the potential to be great.
For sure. For sure.
Moving on to the next waiver wire running back ad, I got Deion Jackson. This dude was a monster this week. And I know they're talking about Taylor might be back and everything like that. But we don't know for sure. And this sounds like it was a high ankle sprain, which is something that could affect him the entire year. And the way it looks like is that, you know, Hines that had the concussion and everything like that, and he should be back too. But the way that Deion played, I mean, he looked like a monster, and I wouldn't be surprised if this team didn't put him above Hines in the depth chart going forward. And if Taylor's, you know, if Taylor's ankle messes up, even with Taylor, if he plays, I still think that they're going to work Deion Jackson in a little bit. But he has the handcuff for Jonathan Taylor at this point, I feel like, based on how he played.
Yeah, I mean, he looked dynamite when he got in there. I mean, even before when right before that game before, he looked like he gave that offense a spark when he got going, man. He really had something. And I know you started him in the Bandy Bowl this week. And, man, kudos to you because that was a great, great one, man. But let's keep rolling. Let's go to the next running back waiver wire ad. Here we go again with Latavius Murray. I know how many times you've been burned by this guy, but hey, what else is out there? Honestly, it's a little scarce this week on all the waiver wire ads, especially running back. But Melvin Gordon got benched. Anybody who traded Melvin Gordon away, good job. Good call on that one. But I'm thinking it could be Latavius Murray's backfield now. It just seems like the Broncos do not trust Melvin Gordon. And frankly, I don't either. I think Latavius Murray might be owning that Denver backfield from here on out.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to, you know what I mean? Mike Boone, it doesn't seem like they want him to do it either. You know, I mean, he got a little bit of work, but I think that Latavius Murray has the ability to be that guy. I just don't know if he can be, but it's definitely worth a shot, especially with what we're working with these days.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad. This was originally Joshua Kelly, but he got hurt last night, knee injury. So Sony Michel came in, and Sony Michel did his thing. He had 8 rushes for 55 yards. I mean, it's not, you know, amazing, but it's fantasy points, 7 or 8 in most leagues, you know. And this is the thing, is the Chargers have been doing this split with Austin Ekeler, and it looks to be about 70-30 on the split. You know, last night Ekeler had 14 carries to Sonny Michel's 8. So, you know, it's a little more split than people think. And if Ekeler gets hurt, then Sonny Michel takes over, and Joshua Kelly, it's the same kind of split. And depending on who the better guy is, you know, that's who's going to play. They'll play the hot hand at that point. So I think Sonny Michel is an ad, and Joshua Kelly, if they come back and say that he's all right and ready to go, then I would go ahead and switch him for Sonny Michel just because that's the way their depth chart looks right now. But at all fails, it's a handcuff for Ekeler.
Yep, my thoughts exactly. Get that handcuff if you need it. But before we get into the wide receivers, we're going to take a quick break and let you check out one of our sponsors. Support for 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. That's right. Manscaped, great products over there. Check them out. But let's go to our top wide receiver waiver wire ads this week. I got Robbie Anderson in there. Now, they traded him to Arizona, so Hollywood Brown is likely going to be out. He's a deep ball threat. It's obviously, I don't think something that I don't think he's going to be ready for you on Thursday, obviously. But I think Robbie Anderson is going to slide into that number two slot because who else could it be? Rondale Moore. It's just not looking like he's able to get open enough to be the guy. I like Robbie Anderson as, you know, not for this week, but moving forward, I like Robbie Anderson as a pickup on the wire.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's a possibility. It just scares me with the, you know, the way Anderson is. Even like watching him on the sidelines, you know, getting into it with the coaches and everything. That's scary for a receiver on your team. But we're looking on the wide receivers on the waiver wire right now. There's not much there, and I think that he has the potential. I mean, dude is a good deep ball threat. He reminds me of like a Juju or an MVS or something like that, where he can go up and get a 60-yard touchdown easily. I just hope that he can, maybe it was just the team, you know, all the drama with Baker and everything like that. You know what I mean? Maybe it was the team and not him, who knows, but, maybe, you know, hopefully it works out with him and Kyler.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got an attitude probably. He needs to check it out the door. He's got a fresh start here. Robbie Anderson, don't blow it, buddy.
Right. Moving on to our next waiver wire ad this week, we got Zay Jones. Now this dude has 26% of the target share at Jacksonville, which is pretty good. And they're looking to throw a little more with Lawrence. I think they're getting a little more confident in Lawrence every week. I know he's had some rough ones, but it looks like they're getting a little more confident. And, you know, originally we were thinking that Christian Kirk was going to kind of be Lawrence's safety net, but it looks like he's spreading it around. You know what I mean? And Zay Jones is one of those guys that's getting the spread. He was 5 for 55 this week, you know, 5 targets. And I see that going up. He's got a solid role going forward. And like I say, you know, with these bye weeks and stuff, there's not a lot out there. I think, you know, he can easily get you 8 to 10 to 12 points a week for a quick throw in.
For sure, for sure. And he's got some great matchups on the horizon. I like the call on Zay Jones. But let's move on to the next one. I've got Wandale Robinson. He got hurt in week one, but he's back. 3 targets, 37 yards. 1 touchdown, though. He got a touchdown. There's not a lot going on there in the Giants wide receiver room. I think this guy's going to come in and take over. I really like Wandale Robinson. I think he could be the guy in New York.
Yeah, I think the guy in New York is going to be whoever stays healthy. Because every wide receiver they got is hurt. And Wandale, you know, he's back. He's healthy. If he can stay that way, I like him as a receiver. I think he's got great skills. He runs great routes. I mean, the dude is a monster. I just hope that he can stay healthy. And if he can, you know, it looks like, you know, Kadarius Toney, he can't. You know that. Dude has a new injury pop up every week. And that's who everybody wanted to be the one. Well, that dude's not it. Let Wandale take that role. Grab Wandale off the waiver wire because that's what I'm hoping he's going to do, especially on a Giants offense that is 5-1.
Crazy, bro. It was like opposite week last week, man. Everybody who should have won lost. Everybody who should have lost won. It was wild.
Crazy, crazy. Moving on to our last waiver wire ad this week, we got Josh Reynolds. You probably forgot about this dude because they were on bye last week, which means other people probably dropped him to get through the bye because he's not the number one wide receiver on his team. But dude's getting points, and don't forget that Jared Goff has got, you know, the Detroit Lions are putting up the most fantasy points out there, and this dude's about the 3 on his team, so that's somebody you want to grab, you know, if they're on the waiver wire. You know, last time they played, the other guys had some injuries on Josh Reynolds' biggest games, but like I said, Goff, even when they come back, Goff was still looking at him for targets, and so I think that Josh Reynolds is a guy that you can throw on there and get some points out of every week.
For sure, for sure. Josh Reynolds has sneaky good value. Jared Goff loves this guy. Even if the main guys come back, Amon-Ra, DJ Chark, I still like Josh Reynolds to be a consistent receiver on that team. I
wouldn't be surprised if he overtakes DJ Chark's role either.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, he's consistent. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and I really like watching the Lions this year. They're fun to watch, man.
That's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about how great the Giants are, how great the Lions are. I mean, what's going on this year? But let's move on to our top tight end waiver wire ads. We actually had some decent ones this week, I think, on the tight ends slot. I've got Cade Otton. The Bucs offense has obviously struggled this year. Cameron Brate cannot stay healthy. Every time he gets on the field, he makes a good catch. He gets hurt. He goes out. I'm not saying Cade Otton's going to win you your league. I'm just saying Tom Brady seems to like this kid, and he's throwing him the ball.
Yeah, I like that. You know, Tom Brady likes his tight end, and Cade Otton's his tight end now, baby. So, you know, I guarantee you his touchdown upside is better than a lot of tight ends.
Absolutely.
Moving it on to our next tight end on the waiver wire, we got, oh, look, Daniel Bellinger for the Giants, baby. We eating up that Giants offense. Like we said, all their wide receivers are hurt, you know, besides Wandale. Daniel Bellinger looks to be the two, you know what I mean? Like, he's getting five targets for the second time in a row. He already has two touchdowns on the year. For your tight end spot, that's hard to find. Yep. I think he's worth the shot. You know what I mean? Daniel Jones likes this dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He led the team in targets, played 93% of the snaps. Like you said, I like it. Daniel Bellinger seemed to come out of nowhere too.
Right.
But let's move on to the next one. I've got Hunter Henry. Now, I've been blowing that Hunter Henry horn for a while now. But I'm glad he's starting to get it together. Four catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. He's starting to look consistent, and consistency is what we love. 22% target share. Jonnu Smith is still not 100% for the team. Check out Hunter Henry, man. He's going to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about Hunter Henry since the offseason. I mean, he's that dude. He is, I think he's the definition of the waiver wire tight end. It's like any week that you struggle to fill in your tight end slot, you're like, Hunter Henry probably gets a touchdown. I mean, it's just what you do. And he, you know, he had some inconsistencies this week, but a couple weeks, but this week he did amazing, and I think he's worth a shout.
Mm-hmm. And Facebook user says, Trey needs to add Commissioner Cooper on Facebook. LOL. I'm assuming Facebook user is Commissioner Cooper. Is that you, buddy?
But, will do.
Yeah, absolutely.
let's throw it to our last tight end waiver wire ad this week. We got Mike Gesicki, baby. He was probably drafted in your league, but he was probably dropped. This dude has been struggling. They were using him as a blocking tight end. But he's finally getting routes. I mean, 86% of his snaps, he ran a route. He was 100% of the snaps that he was running. He ran on 86% of the routes. 100% of the ones he ran a route. So he wasn't blocking anymore. I mean, they want this dude. He got two touchdowns. They want this dude to get the ball. They finally decided, you know, to open him up and let him do his thing. Blocking is not his, you know, his special suit. Catching the ball is. And finally, we get our Mike Gesicki. I'm so ready for this dude to take off. And Tua is back with it.
Well, see, that's my issue. If Tua is coming back, are they going to get back into that blocking, or do you think the Miami's going to use him?
Well, and so that's my thing, is you are kind of chasing a one-game sample, and that's scary. But at this point, Mike Gesicki was the tight end one on the week. You're chasing whatever you can on the waiver wire, and I'll chase a one-game sample for a tight end one.
Most definitely. Commissioner Cooper from over at TSS Fantasy says, you guys need to come play the Feud Friday Night's Invitation Open.
Ooh, interesting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to point out that I am undefeated in the Feud. My team has never lost in the Feud. 2-0, baby. Family Feud. TSS Fantasy. Go over there. Check them out on YouTube. Great guys over there. I love those guys. Fun stuff. But that's the tight ends. It's time for the fun part. Let's move to a top defense, possibly kicker waiver wire ads this week. We're sticking with the theme of the show, New York Giants as my defense. They're playing the Jags. They're playing Seattle. Another good reason to pick up Bellinger, by the way, is Seattle is the worst against tight ends. So check that out. I like the Giants here. They're playing lights out, and I think they're going to keep it up.
No doubt. No doubt. I love the Giants. My defense for this week, I'm throwing out there the Chiefs. Now, they probably were rostered, but they played the Bills last week, so a lot of people probably dropped them. Pick them back up because they're a good defense. The Bills are just monsters. And they're playing the 49ers in Tennessee. I mean, the Chiefs, you know, they're really good at stopping the run. They're really good on defense. I mean, it's they're a playoff team. You know what I mean? And if anybody dropped them out there, I think they're definitely worth an ad.
Yeah, they have been really good against the run this year. I like the Chiefs as well as a pickup. But let's move on to a kicker. Speaking of the Chiefs, Harrison Butker, the butt kicker of the Chiefs, is back kicking field goals. Patrick Mahomes can definitely get him into field goal range. I like grabbing up Harrison Butker as my kicker, streaming kicker waiver wire ad.
Yeah, I love it. I went ahead and threw out there Jason Myers. You know, this hot, super hot fire offense that Geno Smith has been putting on is dialed back just a little bit, but it's enough to get them field goals, baby. And you know, Pete Carroll loves to kick them field goals.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But that is it for our waiver wire ads. Let's get into some trade that dude, Trey. All right, trade that dude. Now we're going to be talking about some people that you can trade for or that you can get in a possible trade. Now with the bye weeks coming up, people are getting desperate. Take advantage of that desperation and get it. What do you got, Trey?
So what's funny is the guys that I got are trade for or trade away. It's kind of, you're going to take your pick here because these are guys that are coming off of IR, been out for several weeks, like your Dak Prescott, your D Hopkins, your Tua Tagovailoa. You know, these are the kind of guys that people haven't seen them in a while. So, you know, they don't have that recency bias on how they played. Now you can either go out and say, trade away your Dak Prescott for someone that's consistent that you already know is doing their thing. And, you know, because you don't know what Dak Prescott's going to do. He could come in and be amazing. He could come in and just go back to the old Dak Prescott before he had several weeks off. And you could get somebody consistent. Or you could go out and trade for Dak Prescott in hopes that he takes off and you don't have to pay up as much. You won't have to pay someone, you know, something crazy where if Dak Prescott was consistent in doing this thing already. So I think you can go both ways on those trades, but I think they're worth a shot. You know, especially D-Hop, you know, who we haven't even seen play this year, and he wasn't even injured. I just hope that he stayed consistent with his training and everything like that and stayed in shape, because if he didn't, then that's going to be tough on him. But I think that he'll turn around, he'll do his thing.
Yeah, I like D-Hop. If you can get D-Hop, you should go for it. He's awesome. He's going to be awesome. I think, you know, my only worry is Kyler Murray's quarterback play. Hasn't been very good, but maybe that's because he hasn't had D-Hop. I don't know. They need to get it together, and this will be his chance to in the bright lights of Thursday night football. But let's go to the next guy. I've got Melvin Gordon. Guys, we talked about it a little bit already. If you got rid of this guy last week, like we told you to, good job. You did good here. Melvin Gordon owners, you had your chance. I think you're going to either have to drop this guy or, you know, maybe shop him around. Maybe somebody will still take him in hopes that he's going to retain that backfield.
Yeah, it's tough with Melvin Gordon, man. I have him in a league and I probably can't trade him, and it's a 32-man league. So it's like we're just riding with the Gordon, I guess.
What else are you going to do? Give us another one, Trey.
Yeah, so another guy that I'm trying to go out and get is Chris Olave. I think this dude's a monster, and Michael Thomas is still hurt. And Chris Olave, you know, the longer that people – this is what one thing people don't realize. People are like, oh, well, these wide receivers coming back are going to take away from their role. That's true. But at the same time, the longer these wide receivers are out there without their counterparts – and they're producing consistently every week, they're going to get more roles. That coach isn't just going to immediately bring someone in who's been hurt for 5 weeks and go give them all the role, take away from the guy that's been producing every week for us. So get you some Olave, baby, because Olave Garden has got unlimited breadsticks.
Unlimited. I love it. Another guy that I think you could get rid of right now is obviously Najee Harris. It just hasn't been Najee Harris this year. It's really scary, but I think with his name alone that you could still get some trade value for this guy. When I hear the name Najee Harris, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be willing to get rid of something. And he hasn't been had a game over 20 points this year yet. So, Najee Harris, see what you can do.
Yeah, I like that. I like that pick a lot. I'm going to go out and go on a limb and go try to get Travis Etienne. You know, James Robinson, we talked about how he'd kind of taken over the role there, and now it looks like it's flopped, and Etienne's the dude. You know, if you got him a couple weeks ago when we were talking to James Robinson, then you outsmarted us, because Etienne seems like to be the man, you know. And while it's still split and things are going over there, go out and get you some Etienne, because you can probably get him for a decent price right now because he's had some down weeks.
Yeah, he's starting to be the guy that we all thought he was going to be last year. Between him and Breece Hall, man, it's getting wild out there in them running back streets. I have a question for you, Trey.
Okay.
Is it time to shop Deebo Samuel around yet?
Man, I don't know. It's tough to shop a Deebo Samuel because I love me some Deebo, but I understand why you would.
Yeah. He's had one game where he's produced very well, like we know he can do. He's been very average this year. You can't blame Trey Lance anymore. And he had Jimmy last year when he was doing big things. It's wild over there.
Yeah, man. And I know a lot of these offenses have had some down weeks. You know, it's not been the greatest year for fantasy, but if you can get some value out of it, you know, it's worth a shot. But don't sacrifice for your Deebo. I think that he picks it up a little bit, you know, and gets you more for what you want.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, all you 6-0 or 0-6 teams, 1-5 teams, all you teams that aren't doing very well, it may be time to get rid of, you know, one of those top guys that you have to help get some help elsewhere. I mean, I know you don't want to let go of them, but man, you're going to have to do something. It's starting to get a little crazy out there.
Yeah, man. You know, don't be afraid to take that Travis Kelce or that Cooper Kupp. I know you don't want to get rid of them, but if you're 1-5 or 0-6 or something like that, like if you lose any more, like you might be out of the playoffs already and you don't want that. So you need to go out, take that guy, you know, and just say, hey, you know, I got to win this week. You know, trade him. Like Cooper Kupp's on bye this week. If you got Cooper Kupp and you're 0-6, he's the only dude that's been 1-6. He probably is the only reason you won that one win. so go out and try to trade him for, you know, a top wide receiver and a running back. You can get lots of value for Cooper Kupp. I mean, that dude's going to be more value than probably anybody right now just for trade. And you could probably get, you know, a 1.5, you know what I mean? Like a Derrick Henry and a D-Hop. I mean, I think you could get that easily for Cooper Kupp. And that might be what your team needs to succeed. So shop it around, man. You got to stay in the league to win it.
That's right. That's right. And one more, I'm thinking Daryl Henderson. I think that you could probably get you some Daryl Henderson. He didn't really do that great last week, but it's his backfield now. Cam Akers is out of there. I think you could probably get a good deal on a Daryl Henderson, and he can really produce for you in the coming weeks.
I like that a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got any other trade offer opportunities, Trey?
That's it for me, dog.
All right. Well, then you know what time it is. It's time for our Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. That's right. Thursday Night Football Starts and Sits. We've got the Saints versus the Cardinals.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 44.5 points. They got the Cardinals picked to win by 1 point. Give me the Saints for the upset, baby.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. I got the Saints taking the W on that one. Yeah, for starts for the Saints, what do you got, buddy?
So for the Saints starts, I have obviously Olave Garden, Chris Olave, because he's really the only wide receiver option that they have. Dude's going to be a monster. Kamara, throw him in there. You know, he's getting better and better. They're doing more things with him. They're using him a little different than he's been used in the past, but he's putting up points, and that's what you want. And it's Kamara, you know what I mean? Put him out there. Honestly, go trade for that dude. I think Kamara is worth a trade. Just throw it out there. And then, you know, Taysom Hill, you want a deep shot chance at a ceiling, you know, put him in there.
Yeah. I'm starting Taysom Hill this week. I got Dallas Goedert on a bye. I'm going to throw me some Taysom Hill in there and have some fun.
Yeah.
He could be a quarterback. He could be a tight end. You never know, bro. You never know what's going to happen with him, and I love it.
He could run for 300 yards.
Or he could, you know, do absolutely nothing. The thing is about Taysom Hill, though, is they are giving him the opportunities to do big things, and that's what I like.
Yeah, I like that.
Before we get to the Cardinals, we got a question from Jackson. Would you trade Brian Robinson for Tyler Higbee?
Man, it's tough. I think that it depends on what your team looks like. You know what I mean? It depends on what you're working with. In a vacuum, I probably wouldn't. I would probably keep Brian Robinson just because Tyler Higbee is a decent tight end, but all the tight ends suck, and you could probably find a better tight end, or not a better tight end, but an equal tight end on the waiver wire out there somewhere. And running backs are hard to come by, man. You know, that's the thing. But I mean, it really depends on if you're just stacked at running back and you know, you have no problems, he's just been sitting on your bench and you'd like Higbee as a tight end and you're sitting with like a Robert Tonyan or something. Sure. Yeah. Go do it.
Yeah. I agree with that. I would, it all depends on what it looks like, but I mean, Higbee's on the wire in a lot of leagues. So, I don't know if I trade Brian Robinson yet. I want to see what he has got to, what he's going to do before I go with that. But
and absolutely. Also, Higbee's on a bye this week, so definitely don't do it till after that. You know, you don't want to trade for a guy on a bye.
For sure.
Let them deal with the bye.
Mm-hmm. Not your bye yet. To the Cardinals. Let's go to the Cardinals for this Thursday night starts and sits. I'm going to start Kyler, obviously. I'm going to fire up D-Hop.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready for D-Hop to come back. All you people who stash D-Hop, it is time. Marquise Brown is out, so you know that he's going to get some targets, man. He's going to come back with a vengeance. I'm excited to see D-Hop back on the field and in prime time. Are we starting up Eno Benjamin this week if James Conner is out?
I'm not starting Eno Benjamin or James Conner, no matter who starts. they did not look good this past week, and I'm not chasing it. You know what I mean? They only ran it a couple times. I mean, a handful of times Murray did the run and where it was needed. I'm not starting either running back. But Zach Ertz, baby, crank that boy up.
Yeah, that was my next one on the list. Yeah, definitely. Ertz has been a great tight end for you this year. He's doing big things over there. I mean, he's getting a little old. He's not the Ertz that we used to know and love, but he's still getting it done. So keep it up, Ertz. What about Rondale Moore? What are you thinking about him?
I think he's worth the start. I think he's a flexible option, especially with, you know, all the buys we got going on right now and what you're looking at on the waiver wire. You know, I'm happy to start Rondale Moore in a lot of situations this week.
Yeah, for sure. I like it. You got any more for the Cardinals, buddy?
I do not. No, that's it.
Well, then that is it is correct, guys. Thank you for watching the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Do us a favor, like the video, subscribe to the channel. Guys, we are, 40 away from 1,000 subs on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
Big things happening over here. We're loving it. We're thinking about getting a Patreon started soon. If that's something you guys be interested, shoot me a comment. Let me know. Guys, like this video, please. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.